This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today took oath as Rajya Sabha member. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oaths to Nitish Kumar in the Parliament House. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Samrat Chaudhary, among others, were present on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated former Deputy Chairman of the Upper House Harivansh as a Rajya Sabha member. The tenure of Harivansh as a member of the Upper House ended yesterday. He has been nominated as a member of the Rajya Sabha after the vacancy was created following the retirement of former Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the latest version of the Constitution of India in Sindhi language in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Sindhi is one of the oldest and most melodious languages. He said for the first time since India's independence, the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India in the Devanagari script has been released. The Vice President said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made special efforts in making this sacred document available in various languages. He added that this is a significant step towards ensuring that every citizen, regardless of language, can fully understand and engage with the ideals of the country. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, when citizens can read and understand the Constitution in their own language, the distance between governance and the people narrows.
Today we are released the Constitution of India in our great Sindhi language. My special greetings to all the Sindhi speaking people on this Sindhi Bhasha Divas. I have to appreciate our Meghwalji for choosing this day to release the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India, and he has done it rightly on the day that it has to be done.
More than 5,72,000 households have availed the self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the Census 2027. The Registrar General of India stated that this reflects increasing public participation in the digital initiative for Census 2027. The first phase of Census began on the 1st of April and self-enumeration facility will continue until the 15th of this month. The self-enumeration facility is currently underway in 11 states and union territories. This includes Goa, Karnataka, Mizoram, Odisha, Sikkim, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, NDMC area and Delhi Cantonment Board of the National Capital. House listing and house census will begin from the 16th of April and will be carried on until the 15th of May. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is finalising an agreement for the supply of oil and gas to Mauritius to strengthen its energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said in Port Louis that the ongoing crisis in West Asia has underscored the importance of strategic partnerships, especially in the energy sector. The External Affairs Minister said he is also pleased to note that an Indian public sector enterprise is developing the country's first floating solar power project. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today held a meeting with United States of America's Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in the USA said India looks forward to deepen the engagement with USA in important sectors and to strengthen the comprehensive global strategic partnership between the two countries. The Foreign Secretary also discussed cooperation in countering terrorism, organized crime and narcotics in a meeting with Director of U.S. Security Agency FBI Kash Patel in Washington yesterday. India and the U.S. agreed to further their cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology engagements, including in AI and critical minerals. The issues figured during discussions between Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob S. Helberg. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading 1% higher in afternoon session. The Sensex rose 757 points to 77,389, while the Nifty gained 238 points to 24,014 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.